This week in the Missouri Senate, we review another of the measures that will now become law thanks to lawmakers overriding its veto.
Senate Bill number 844.
Senate Bill 844 was first passed on May 3rd and vetoed on June 28th. The legislature overrode the veto on September 14th. The new law modifies provisions relating to livestock trespass liability. The measure is sponsored by Senator Mike Parson of Bolivar.
Basically what this says for farmers and ranchers across this state, if someone does damage to your property or drives through your fence, is the main objective to this language, that person would be responsible, or the landowner would not be responsible if there was no neglect on his part.
During debate, Senator Jason Holzman of Kansas City, while pointing out the proposal deals with livestock and not neighborhood pet issues, asked about unintended consequences.
One of the dogs of my neighbor to the right across the street got through the fence and tore the ear off of the dog from my neighbor directly across the street. They came running over. Fortunately, we were able to get him in and the dog's life was saved. When that dog, unbeknownst to the owner of that home, crossed that fence line and bit the ear off of the other dog, who do you think should be liable?
Currently, if any horses, cattle, or other livestock break through any fence or trespass onto another's property, the owner of such animal is strictly liable for damages sustained by the animal to another's property. The new law says the owner of such animal would only be liable for damages sustained to another's property if the animal owner was negligent. Senator Parson asks, if the landowner has done nothing wrong, why should he or she be held responsible?
And what really happens in this whole language, what happens? People drive through the fences, and they leave the owners hanging with the liability. And our state is based on agriculture. And there's fences after fence after fence. And when people run through those fences, and a farmer does nothing, or they cut the wires on those fences, and he did nothing, why should he be responsible?
Senator Scott Sisson of Afton adds he does not consider this to be urban versus rural.
Well, and let's face it, I mean, we're talking about this issue because this happens in the real world. I mean, we're talking about a statute that's already on the books, so it's not as if we're the first group of people in this chamber to be talking about how we approach this particular occurrence. I mean, we already have a law on this, potentially modifying existing law, but this is a real world problem.
The new law will take effect on October 14th. Altogether, 13 vetoed bills were overridden by the legislature during this month's annual veto session. The next regular legislative session will start in January. And remember, you can follow these and other issues facing the Missouri Senate by visiting our website, senate.mo.gov. Reporting for the Missouri Senate, I'm Dean Morgan.